Okay, so tonight's Dafyomi is sponsored by Ruth Seif on the occasion of the yahrzeit of her brother, Rav Mordechai Dolinsky, Zichrono Livracha. And I just had a chance briefly to look at this article that she sent me, and I see that he had a strong connection with Rav Avigdor Miller, and that's a very warm and friendly person. So learning should be L'ilui Nishmato. All right, we're on Daf Pei Tet tonight. Let's go over to Pei Chet Amud Beis and just refresh your recollection of what we learned yesterday. So if you remember, around 12 lines from the bottom, there was a brisa that the Gemara quoted. This brisa is near the small Chet. It says, Chamishashin Zarvu Orot Pischei and Zebazeh. You had five people, each brought a Korban Pesach, and then the hides are removed from the animal, and the hides got all mixed up one with another. And it turns out one of the hides has a wart on it, so it's a mum, and it means it's a korban pasul. So whoever had that korban is not yotze the mitzvah. He says, kulan yotzen the beta strefa. So all of the animals have to be taken out to the beta strefa, a place where it'll be burnt. It means it's a korban pasul. But they're all exempt from making Pesach Sheni. Pesach doesn't mean the 14th of Iyar. It means they're all exempt from making a replacement Korban Pesach. It's Erev Pesach, and they discover the whole mess, so they're all patur. So if you look five lines from the bottom of the daf on Pei Chet Amud Beis, so Amar Mar, now we're quoting from the Braisa, Amar Mar, Upturim Laso Pesach Sheni, everyone's exempt from making a Pesach Sheni. He says, Va'ik Echad Delo Nafik. He says, but there's somebody who's not Yotze. So how can you say, well, Patur? Somebody obviously is not Yotze, the Korban Pesach. What do we do with him? So the Gemara says, Mishum Lo Efshar, because there's no other alternative. We just did, and the Gemara is going to go through what the alternatives would be, and this will take us through like the first third of the daf, but there's no other alternative is the bottom line. Heichid La'avid, what should we do? Leiti Kol Chavachad Pesach. Let's say we say to each one of them, you each need to bring a new Korban Pesach, because one of you, you know, brought something that was pasul. Kamaiti chulun la azara. He says, darbami nayu abdi luhu. In other words, you're going to end up bringing chulun la azara. Chulun is if I bring a non-consecrated animal to the base of Mikdash, means you only get one shot at the Korban Pesach. I can't bring Korban Pesach, Korban Pesach, Korban Pesach. So four of them already brought the Korban Pesach. So any replacement animal would be chulun la azara, because it can't have the kedusha of the Korban Pesach. So that's not going to work out too well. So leiti kulu chad Pesach. So why don't we say, you know what, all five of you bring one Korban Pesach. So all five of you will bring one Korban Pesach amongst all of you. So the Gemara says, nimsa Pesach ne'echal shalol nuyav. Then that would come out that the Korban Pesach is being eaten by people who hadn't registered for it. Because, again, if they already had the Korban Pesach, they can't register for another Korban Pesach. That's not going to fly either. So the Gemara says, "Hi, my neiti kol chaminayu pischo." He says, "Why is that a problem? Why can't we say like this? Everybody will bring a korban pesach, v'nitni, and they'll stipulate v'neima ididi balmum hayda iti hashdu neve pesach. If the one that I brought was the balmum, the one that had the blemish, so I'm not yotze, so then this will be my korban pesach." And if the one I brought was unblemished, then the one I'm bringing now will be Korban Shlamim. So I'll bring an animal, it's a little bit like law, like pleading in the alternative, Robert, right? Or like in Fern, right? Like in a complaint, you could plead in the alternative. And Malka, right? So you could plead on the alternative. So here the Gemara is saying, so I could bring an animal. I'll say, if I'm chayv a korban pesach, I'm not chayv a korban pesach because of korban shlamim. So the Gemara says, lo eshra, that's not possible either. The top line on Pei Tzedman Aleph, mishum de'ika chazei v'shok de'konim hu da'achlilei. Because with the korban shlamim, there's the chazei v'shok. The chazei v'shok is the breast of the animal, and the shok is the right hind leg. So those are matnot kahuna. So that has to be given to a kohen. So I'm bringing the korban pesach. I'm not giving it to a kohen. I see the alternative. It's korban shlamim. I'm going to run problems with it. So the Gemara says on line two, v'neiti kol chavachad kohen v'hadei. So we have an idea. So let everybody bring a lamb. And they'll also bring along a Kohen who hasn't brought a Korban Pesach, and then we'll think everything will be solved. So the Gemara says, Hi Kohen, Hei Chidami. So the Gemara now wants to clear up with the Kohen. What's his status of the Kohen that you're going to like bring along with you? He says, Ida Avid Pesach, if the Kohen already brought his own Korban Pesach, he says, Dilma hai Pesach hu, v'nimsa Pesach nechal shlolim nuyav. So then maybe this is also a Korban Pesach, so you can't double dip with the Korban Pesach, so in effect he can't be registered for another Korban Pesach, so he'll be eating from a Korban Pesach that he's not registered for. He says, v'id lo avid Pesach, and if maybe he didn't make a Korban Pesach, which is the way I said initially, so the Kohen didn't bring a Korban Pesach, I'm at Sarifim with me, Dilma Shlamim hu, v'lo avid Pesach. So maybe it's really a Korban Shlamim, and now he'll never be able to say the Korban Pesach. So the Gemara says, v'neiti kol, now let me see the Bach here, v'neiti kulhu, chamisho, Chad Kohen lo avid Pesach. So why can't all five of the people who have this problem, why can't they all get together and they'll have one Kohen lo avid Pesach, the nimni ilave hani chamishap sachim. In other words, they'll register him. In other words, each of the five people are going to bring an animal, and the animal was in the alternative. It's either a Pesach or a Korban Shlamim, and then they're going to have this Kohen is the designated Kohen. Will be registered for all of them. To be manavshach, ikachad lo avid Pesach, the kanafki bay. In other words, let's say I get a Kohen who hasn't done a Korban Pesach, and I'll say he'll be registered for all these Korbanot. So mimela mimanavshach, one of them he'll be yotze with the Korban Pesach. So the one he's yotze with the Korban Pesach, he's okay. And he'll eat the chazei v'shok from each one. So again, so they're each going to bring an animal. The animal's either a Korban Pesach or it's a Korban Shlamim. So each one will stipulate that way. Now, if it's a Korban Shlamim, the chazei v'shok has to go to the Kohen. So we're going to have one Kohen as a designated Kohen, and he will not have brought a Korban Pesach. And we're going to say he's registered. Among our five, one of us has got a Korban Pesach. Four of us has got a Korban Shlamim, but we don't know who's who or what's what. So whichever one has got the Korban Pesach, he's registered for it. And the other ones are the Korban Shlamim. So he'll have a nice meal that night. He's got a lot of meat. He's got Chazei B'Shok. I don't know, frankly, how he can eat it all. But he'll eat the Chazei B'Shok from all five animals. One will be the Korban Pesach, and four will be Korban Shlamim. And if you remember, you know, they would frequently bring a Korban Chagiga on Erev Yontiv, and the Korban Chagiga is a Shlamim. So having Shlamim is not out of place at the Seder. So that's the Eitzah we think we're up to. So the Gemara says, Taka, that would be a good Eitzah. So that part we're good with. Elamishim de Kamamayit ba'achilat Shlamim. But there's another problem. And that is, if the animal is in the alternative of Korban Shlamim, I'm cutting back on the amount of time to eat the Korban Shlamim. The Ilu Pesach Liyom Balayla, a Korban Pesach, the time expires at the end of a day and a night. It means, you know, the Korban Pesach you can't eat before nightfall, but you can't eat it beyond daybreak. And as a machloket in the Gemara, we'll have an Arvei Pesachim, whether it's Chatzot or daybreak, but you have limited time for the Korban Pesach. V'ilu Shlamim L'shnei Yami B'layla Chad, but a Korban Shlamim is 2 days and one night. So we don't want to cut back on the amount of time to eat the Korban, because you're going to bring a Korban L'day Notar. In other words, by saying the time expires now, but you have more time, we run into problems. So we were trying to make it work. We're still trying to make it work. So now the Gemara has a new idea. But 18 Motar HaPesach, why can't he bring the excess from Pesach? So Motar HaPesach, in the term of art, normally means, let's say I designated a lamb to be, or somebody designated a lamb to be his Korban Pesach, and the lamb took a walk. And then he designated a different lamb, and he had lamb A and lamb B. And so lamb B he brought as a Korban Pesach. Then he finds lamb A. So lamb A is Motar Pesach, the excess from the Korban Pesach. So lamb A he would normally bring as a Korban Shlamim, but it would be limited to a day and a night. So the Gemara wants to say, and we don't know that he could do this, but the Gemara wants to say, v'neiti Motar Pesach, why can't they designate an animal to be, instead of a garden variety Korban Shlamim, will designate it to be like the same as Motar Pesach, where you just have the limited time? He says, V'neima, and we'll say like this, Ididi Balmum, if mine was the Balmum, Haida Aiti Hashtanevi Pesach, then the one I bring now will be the Korban Pesach. Ididi Tamhu, if the one I brought before was a Tam, so I was Yotze the Korban Pesach, Neve Haida Aiti Hashtanevi Shlamim, the Motar Pesach Nechal, Liyom v'layla echad. So this would seem to really solve our problems, because we got the stipulations and we'll have one Kohen who, you know, with all five of them. And in terms of the time, the Motar Pesach has a time limitation as the Korban Pesach, if he could do that. So the Gemara says, "Lachima frishin tchilu motarot." He says, "Are you allowed to designate an animal to be Motar Pesach lechachila?" No, Motar Pesach is something that happens to you. In other words, you had a Korban Pesach, then you took a walk, and now you had another Korban Pesach. The other one's Motar Pesach, the excess from Pesach. I can't go create Korbanot as Motar Pesach. So the Gemara says, "The all is not lost." V'nitrchu v'neiti Motar Pesach. Why don't they shop around and they'll find somebody who's got an excess animal? In other words, like, I don't have one, but my neighbor, my next door neighbor, Shmuel, I know this happened to him, and I know he's got a Motar Pesach, which has to be brought as a Korban Shlamim. So we'll take that Korban Shlamim and we'll put it to good use. We'll put it to good use. So the Gemara says, Elamisham Smicha. So the Gemara says, Taka, we could do all of that, but we still run into another problem with Smicha. Smicha is when the owners, you know, put their full weight on the head of the animal, lean on it. He says, the Ilu Pesach lo by Smicha. There's no Smicha by Korban Pesach, the Ilu Motar by Smicha. So the Motar Pesach, which would be Korban Shlamim, does require smicha, so I can't have it both ways. I have now, if I do smicha and the animal doesn't require smicha, that's referred to as you doing a vota bekachim. It doesn't seem like too much a vota, but it was like putting your weight on the animal is like an illicit use of the animal. So I'm running into problems again. So the Gemara says hatenach korban an Hashem. So the Gemara says you're right by korban an Hashem. I would run into such a problem like that. You're right about that. He says korban nashim ma'ikla meimar, but women don't do smicha. And so if lu yitzur would be a woman involved, we still think we would have a solution. He says elam yishom matanot. So the Gemara says there's a different problem with matanot. I mean the blood applications to the mizbeach. The ilu pesach matana achad. The Pesach is one application of blood. Now, the Korbanot, if you remember, just a brief refresher from Seder Kadshim, is a Korban Chatat, the sin offering, is the Kohen takes his finger and he puts it on each one of the four corners on top of the Mizbeach. Then Money Korbanot have two applications downstairs, usually I think the northeast corner and the southwest corner, and the blood is thrown on the corners, Zrika, and then it hits all four sides of the Mizbeach, the northeast corner and the southwest corner. And then the Korban Pesach is different than either one of those. You have a bowl with blood, and you go over to the lip, to the yisod of the Mizbeach, and you pour it over there. So the Gemara says, "Dilu Pesach matana achad." With the Pesach, there's one application of blood. Dilu Shlamim shtayim shein arba. The Korban Shlamim is two applications, which are really four, meaning each application will hit two walls of the Mizbeach. So it's two applications that are like fit four walls. So we think that we had a working, okay, Michael's going to show us his picture in a minute. Okay, just give me 1 minute, Michael. I'll finish, then we'll look at your picture, okay? So so we had a working shot in the Gemara, but at the end of the day, we can't have the blood applications being the same for the Korban Pesach and the Korban Shlamim. So the Gemara says, "My nafkamino, what difference does it make?" He says, "Vahatanan." We learn in the Mishnah, "Kul hanitanim amizbacha chitzon shetanan b'matan achad kiper." That anything that's applied to the outer altar, if you did one application of blood, you're yotze. So at the end of the day, you'd be yotze. So the Gemara says, "Ella." Nishum de ilu Pesach b'shvicha. The Gemara says, "Yeah, but Pesach is pouring. Bilu shlamim b'zrika. But the shlamim is like throwing. So that's not just the number of applications the way you do it." So the Gemara says, "Mine and afkamina. What difference does that make?" V'hatani. We learn in the brisa. Kolni tana b'zrika. Anything that should be zrika, like thrown. He says, "Shina tana b'shvicha. I did it through pouring." He says, "Yatsa." So yotze. So at the end of the day. So the Korban Pesach just requires Shvicha, and the Korban Shlamim requires Zrika, but that's not such a Moneya. So the Gemara says, "Eimrit Kamrinan Diavad Lechachilanami." So yeah, but Diavad it's Yotzei, but Lechachilah, will we tell somebody to do it? So the Gemara ends up saying that there is no possibility. So and again, let's go back over this. So we spoke about five people. They each brought their Korban Pesach, and then their hides all got mixed in one with another. And then one of them had a yabelet. One had a wart on the hide, but we don't know who had it. Whoever had the wart has a korban pasul, so he's not yotze his korban pesach. So the Tana the Brisa says nobody's going to bring a second pesach, and they're all yotze. They all did what they needed to do. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Nobody, but somebody brought with the yabelet. So what's going on with him? So the Gemara says, you're right, but there's no other possibility to rectify the situation. The Gemara went through different ukimtas, and it came out that that you know there was a way that we could you know kind of leverage it off with a motar ha-pesach. We did all the different things. I could take you know and say an animal. It's either the korban pesach or it's motar ha-pesach, and then each of the five people would do it, and then you'd have one kohen who wasn't yotzei the korban pesach yet, and then he'd eat from all five, and he'd eat the chasei v'shok, and we thought everything would work out. But at the end of the day, the Gemara says the application of blood is different for the korban pesach and for the korban shlamim, and even though with the eved you'd be yotzei with shvicha, which is what the korban pesach requires, l'chachil we wouldn't say to do that. So that's why it's low F sharp. Okay, who's your question? Now, let me see the picture. Michael showed a picture. Let me see the picture book, Michael, and then we'll go open to the conversation. Let me see the picture.
There are two pictures. This right. is the Chatas.
All right, wait. Let me see.
This wait. Is the Chatas.
Can you hold it closer to the screen? Okay. So what am I looking at in that picture?
You're looking at the application of the blood to the corner of a Chatas. That's one type of application.
Oh, I see. I see. So he has them that he's on the ledge when he's doing the application.
That's what he has.
I thought he's on top of the mizbeach when he does it. I thought.
What do you think he's bending over?
No, I thought the way I remember this way. I remember the Gemara being that way. All right. What else do you have?
And then I'll show you the zrika of the carbon pesta. I apologize for the awkward
yeah,
situation.
Okay, but
there we go.
Yeah,
that's
but the,
one.
Yeah, the korban pesach is shvicha, not zrika.
Yeah, here it is. Here's the shvicha.
Okay, very nice. Very nice.
Everybody see it?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Is that it? All right, thank you.
What'd you expect? Lightning?
Anyway, okay. Now who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything I did so far?
Is the carbon pasach the only one that doesn't require smicha?
That does not require smicha?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's the only one that doesn't require smicha. I'd have to.
Does the tamid require smicha?
Yeah, or in essence, you're saying a korban ola. Does a korban ola require smicha? I have to look into it. You know, we're a little bit removed from the vote on the base of Mikdash, but I would think that it's not the only one that doesn't have
you smicha. You mean because we're in Pesachim or because we're in 2021?
I meant like, you know, in our life, we don't see these things on a regular basis. Yeah, I don't think it's, I mean, if you look at the Chumash by different korbanot, it says v'samach et yado. I don't think it says it by all the korbanot. So, but I'd have to look into it a little bit more. Okay, any other questions? Everybody good? All right. Okay, so let's go on. Okay, so we're at the next Mishnah on Pei Tetam and Aleph, 89a, the Mishnah. Everybody got it. We're around midway down the column. Okay, Manitin, Ha'omer Labanav, Harini Shochet Pesach, Amisha Lamikem Rishon Yushalayim. So here you have a father. Let's say the father lives in Tel Aviv, and he says to his sons, I'm going to Yerushalayim to Shech to Korban Pesach, and I'm going to have in mind to register the first one that gets to Yerushalayim. He's going to be registered for me. So once we don't understand the case. In other words, he's saying, I'm going to go. And then he shechs the Korban Pesach. And then after he shechs, one of his sons gets to Yerushalayim. So the first son that gets to Yerushalayim, puts his head and most of his body through the wall of the city, is Zoche Bechelko. He's Zoche, he merits, he wins the lottery, he gets his portion of the Korban Pesach. And he's also apparently able to be Muzaka, his brother's with him. So we don't understand the whole fact pattern, what's going on with this situation. So let's take a look back in the... and the Gemara is going to explain that the father really had in mind to register all the sons from the get-go. He just wants to encourage them to, you know, get there for the Korban Pesach to, let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Shmami na yesh breira. So the Gemara thinks from the Mishnah that there's breira. So again, there's machloket in the Gemara whether we do breira or not on a deraisa. So if you remember in the previous Mishnah, we said the Tana held there was no breira, but breira would work means I shecht and I say that I have in mind the first one my son gets to Yerushalayim, and then it's revealed 3 hours later which that son is, and then it's clarified that when at the time of Shechita I had him in mind, if you would say Breira. So the Gemara says, so it sounds like the Tana holds his Breira. Am Rabbi Yochanan, because the Zarazan B'mitzvot Kamar. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, he just wants to motivate them, get them all, you know, motivated to come and get busy with the Korban Pesach. Not, so really the father had in mind, I'm shechting for all my sons, but he wants to like motivate them. And he says, the first one that makes there, he's the one I have in mind. So he says, Dekanami de Katani Mizaka Chavimo. So one could deduce this from a careful reading of the Mishnah, because the Mishnah said that the brother who wins the lottery, so to speak, let's say Yaakov is the father, and Reuven is the son who makes it to Yerushalayim first. The Tana Mishnah says he's Mizaka, all of his brothers with him, his siblings with him. He says, I Amri Pishlema Dimninu Meikar Shapir. So if you say that the father had in mind that they should all be registered with him, fine, then I understand. Elo I Amri Dimninu Meikara. So if you say the father didn't have these other siblings in mind, the Batra the Shachet Mikam It Manu. After Shechita, how can anybody be registered for the Korban Pesach? In other words, once Shechita takes place, that's the end of the registration period. V'hatanan, we learn in the Mishnah, Nimnin Moshchim Yidein Mimenu Ad She Yishachet, that anybody could register or unregister for a Korban Pesach up until the time of Shechita. Once Shechita, it's too late. If you haven't registered for the animal, if it's shechted, so you're not going to register for it anymore. So Shema Mina. So from here, indeed, we could deduce that that's the correct shot in the Brice and the Mishnah. So Tani Nami Hachi, we learn a Brice that supports this. It says, Ma'aseh v'kadmu banot labanim. There was an incident with somebody who made a similar stipulation. He said, whichever one of my kids gets there first, he's like registered with the Korban Pesach, and his daughters got there before the sons. So he says, Venimsa banot zrizot ubanim shfalim. So it came out that the daughters, they were zrizot. They were, you know, very motivated. They were very zealous in the mitzvot, and the sons were like, not, you know, sort of not so good. But at the end of the day, they were all registered for the Korban Pesach. So it only means that he had them all in mind. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did? Everybody good? All right.
They have to stick in their body and their head?
The Rosh of Arubo is
the one. Yeah, so it's,
I mean, the emes is... that it's strange because really all the children are registered for the Korban Pesach, but so it just means like sort of like he won what the father wanted him to do. He complied with the father had offered. Okay, all right. So let's go further. Okay, I'm going to go further and say the good questions. Okay, so the next Mishnah, we're around 10 lines to the bottom on Peitanim and Aleph. Okay. So Manitin, Liolam Nimnin Alav, Achiebo Kizait Lakol Kaviachad. You could keep registering people for the Korban Pesach as long as there's a kizayit, an olive-sized amount of meat for each person who registers. In other words, I can't register 1,000 people for a Korban Pesach, but as long as I anticipate there's a kizayit for each person who registers, I could keep registering people. He says, Nimnin Moshchim Yideyim Imenu Ad Shi Shachet, and this is the line we just quoted a moment ago, that you could register or you could unregister, you know, subscribe or unsubscribe to the Korban Pesach up until the time of Shechita. Once Shechita, then you can't register anymore. He says, Rabbi Shimon Omer Ad Shi Zarek Adam. Rabbi Shimon agrees that Rabbi Shimon holds I could withdraw from the Korban Pesach up until the time of Zrika. But Rabbi Shimon agrees that to register, you have to be by Shechita. So to register to get in, everybody agrees you have to by the time Shechita. Rabbi Shimon says you get a little bit more alayic time because it's not a lot of time between Shechita and Zrika. I don't imagine there's a big amount of time, but I could withdraw from my registration up until the time of Zrika, according to the Tan Rabbi Shimon, who is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Okay, whose request comes to us? Anything we did in the Mishnah?
How did they know when they were signing up without the cell phones and everything? When is Shechita exactly?
It means if they were there in the Azara and they knew, then they have time. But otherwise, not. You're right. If they're in another part of Yerushalayim, they don't know.
If you have 15 people, let's say, to a korban, they're not all in the Azara, are they?
It depends on the situation. I mean, typically not, I would think. But I'm saying, let's say somebody, you know, he went along with his friend to the Azara, and according to Reb Shimon, he saw they hadn't done Zerika yet, and he withdrew. All right.
What happens if the majority of the group that's registered objects to somebody else?
All right, it's coming up in the Gemara. Okay, wait, be patient, and the Gemara will come to your issue. Okay, all right.
Okay.
Any other questions? All right, let's see further. Okay, don't forget to mute yourself, Robert. All right, let's take a look. Now, the Gemara says, Mike Mashulan, what is the Tana teaching me that like you can register until you have gezias? We think that that's so obvious that I could register as long as there's a gezias meet for each person. So how can, now, according to the Torah's Konim, the question is a little bit more. It's focused on li'olam nimnin alav. Like you can always register for it. What is he coming to, you know, indicate? So hakam shalom da afagav da imnin alav chabura zu chozer v'nimnin alav chabura acheret. He wants to say that I could have, let's say I have a group of five people registered for the Korban Pesach. All those five people could withdraw, and a different group of five people could register for it, and that's fine. In other words, everybody could keep registering and deregistering. And this is really subject to Machlok and the Gemara, because there's an opinion of the Gemara. One second. Yeah. So if you look at Rashi, it's five lines above where it gets wide. According to Tana Rabbi Yehuda, I have to have at least one person from the first group who's still a registrant with that korban. But according to Tana Bar Mishnah, in other words, the whole group can change totally. So I had one group, and then the whole group changes over.
Sounds like a bunch of Yidden, you know?
Yeah, actually, you know, I remember this is going back a little bit to law. I keep commenting on the law. I remember, there was a case, and there were a number of attorneys, whatever. And he was saying how one of the other attorneys was saying how he had a case, and the case had, you know, last long, and how all the attorneys had changed along the way. You know what I mean? You had attorney A, then B, then C. You know, and you know, putting it all together. Okay, let's see back on the Gemara. So the Gemara says, neither two dots. Nimnin moshkem yideyim ad shishachet v'chulei. So we said that, and v'chulei seems like it's superfluous here because not in the Mishnah, that I can register or withdraw my registration up until the time of shechita is what the Tana Kama holds. So Amar Abaye machloket li masheich. So the machloket is about when you can withdraw. He says the Rabbanan Savri miot miso. Again, so the Tana Kama holds to withdraw has to be by the time of Shechita. Rav Shimon holds by the time of Zrika. Now the Gemara is going to explain the Machloket. When it says the Rabbanan, it means the Tana Kama, the first Tana. The Rabbanan Savri miot misa. So it says in the Torah, v'im yimat habayit miot misa. So if the household is not enough, you know, to eat a whole seh, so they'll get together with other people. But the Gemara is darshaning out, v'mimad abayit, if like the people want to withdraw from the seh. So v'miyot miseh. So miyot miseh, mechiyutei de seh, from the life of the seh. In other words, I can withdraw, v'mimad abayit, miyot miseh. As long as the seh is still alive, I can withdraw my registration. Once it's not alive anymore, I cannot. He says, Rib Shimon Sabar, Mehavaya Te Deseh. Mehavaya Te Deseh means what the Seh is all about. The Seh is all about is the Avoda. So I can withdraw as long as the Avoda has not been complete. The Avoda is when the Zrika is done. Now, I should mention that if you look in the Mesoras HaShas, this is on Ot Chaf, I think, right? In my Gemara, it's Ot Chaf. So he quotes from the Aruch that he learns Mechiyutei Deseh. In other words, he wants to say a different shata. Aruch is by Rav Natan of Rome. He lived around the time of Rashi, and he wrote a dictionary, but the dictionary's got more than the dictionary. In other words, you look up the word, and it has different gemaras and different shatim. So he says that mechiyutei deseh, it was the life of the seh, ki adam hu anefesh. the blood is the life of the tzem. So, but either way, it adds up the same thing until the zrika. He says, avali manot, but to register, back in the Gemara, 5 lines to the bottom, avali manot, divrei kol ad shishachet. Everybody agrees to register is only until shechita. Damar kra, the mechsat nefashot, it says you register the number of people. Bahadar tachosu. And again, we learned in the Gemara different pshatim. One pshat tachosu is shecht. In other words, so for the registered people, you'll shecht it. So at time of shechita, I have to know with certainty who is registered for the seh. Tani nami hachi, we learn a brisa that supports this. Nimnin moshchem yideim yimenu ad shishachet. The brisa says you can register and withdraw your registration until shechita. Rabbi Shimon Omer, nimnin ad shishachet, you could register up until shechita. Umoshchein ad shizrika dam, but I could withdraw up until zrika. So the only thing the brisa really adds up more than the Mishnah is the brisa makes it clear that Rabbi Shimon holds that shechita is the deadline for registration. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Anybody? Speak now or forever hold your peace. All right, let's go to Amud Beis. Okay, pay 10 Amud Beis. Everybody with me? Okay, you're all going to be in great shape for the Seder this year, I hope, if you remember this. And when we get to Arvei Pesachim, you'll be in even better shape. You know,
right, how many people are signing up for Korban? How many people are eating together? How many people are roasting a lamb?
You'll talk about it at the Seder. Anyway, you say, you know, anyway, the now Arvei Pesachim,
we begin our boiled food.
Our Arvei Pesachim, we begin next Sunday, February the 20th. Is it next Sunday? Yeah, February 28th, and then March 1st to the weekday one. So, you know, I thought it'd be nice to have like a recruitment effort, you know, to try to get more people for Arvei Pesachim, but we'll see how it goes. Okay, so on Pei Tenement Bay is on the top line, and we're going to get to your questions shortly, Robert. Okay, so the Mishnah says, Manitin, Hamimana Imo Acher Bechelko. Let's say five of us got together. We all agree we're going to have the Korban Pesach together. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. And Yisachar. So, and then Hamamana Imo Acher Bechelko. And then Reuven subcontracts out somebody. Reuven approaches, you know, Dan and says, you know, I want to work out you're going to share my portion of the Korban. Says, Rashi, Imbene Chaburu Litain Lo et Shalo, Vuhu Achel Mishalo, Behin Ochle Mishalahen. So the other people in the Chabura can say, you know what, here we're cutting out your portion. You know, you have your own Seder with this piece of meat and you'll divide it with Don, but we don't want to be part of this whole thing. In other words, we didn't consent to bringing Don in.
They don't like Don.
You right, it could be. And you brought Don in, but we're not signing up with that. Okay, we'll see shortly in this whole thing. Because he went and he subcontracted out with Don. Well, if you look again in Rashi, he says, the top line in Rashi, Yamana Acherimu al Pisco, Chabne Chabura, Shimna Acherimu al Chelko, below Dad Chabura. He did it without the knowledge and consent of the whole Chabura. It's like, you know, we're having an agreement, and then you bring in somebody else, like a friend of mine, she'd say in Yiddish, into the whole thing. And then Rashi also mentions that this Tana holds Pesach Nechal B'Shtei Chaburah. Remember, we learned, it seems so long ago in Daf Yomi, but it was just Monday on Daf Pei Vav. Somebody, Michael, you got to mute yourself, Michael. Okay, yeah. So if you remember on Pei Vav, it was Machloket Tanayim, whether the Korban Pesach could be divided from the get-go. And remember, according to that, Rabbi Yehuda, I could take the Korban Pesach, divide it into two, and group A is going here, group B is going there, and we're fine with it. According to Tana Reb Shimon, everybody has to begin at least the eating together in one place. So this Tana holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that we can do it in two different places. All right, let's see okay, so let me go further.
And what happened to the Seder called Dichvin Yesei V'Yecho?
Yes, that's a question that
was my question from the get-go.
Yeah, yeah, that's a question that, right.
Against the Menuyav.
Yeah, yeah. Among Mefarshim ask on the Seder, ask that, like Kol Dechvin Yetei V'Yechul. Obviously, in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, you couldn't say that Kol Dechvin Yetei. You could not say that. But I have to look in the Haggadah. If you look in the Haggadah, Mefarshim ask that question. So it's a question that's definitely asked. But I mean, the simple pshat is to say it's talking Bizman Hazeh. You know, it's not we have a Korban Pesach and we're saying come in and join us in Achinami at the time of the Seder. We couldn't say that. Right, you know, Hashata Abdil Shnabar Mechorin. Obviously, speaking about a time when the base of Mekdash is not standing, the language says it clearly. The right,
I don't know. Some of them say Kol Dichvin, and parentheses participate with our Karban Pesach.
Yeah, right? You're right. Yete v'yifsach. You're right about that. I tell you, I have to look at the Haggadah. I need to look at the Haggadah and then get back.
Okay, we'll give you a few days.
Thank you. All right. He's very kind. All right, let's take a look. Let's take a look. Let's see. What do we say? Kodesh Rech Yete v'yifsach. Right. So I know the mal beam in my mind is banging around in my mind, but okay, let's take a look back on the Gemara. All right, So the Gemara says Ibailahu b'nei chabura sheyudav shalachamihem yafod. He says, let's say you have members of a group, and one of them, a nice turn of phrase, the hands are very refined. It means he eats a lot. He eats a ton of food. In other words, so we have this whole animal. He's eating up half the animal. He says, Ma'ushim rulo tulchal kachavatzei. So can the other members of the group say, you know what? Here, we're cutting this up. Here's your portion. Geavek. You know, can they do that? That's your question, I think, Robert, or getting close to it. So the Gemara says, Miam Rinan Matzi Amar Lahu HaKabilton. Could he say, listen, you accepted me as a member. So once you accepted my registration, you know, I paid my fee or whatever. And so you can't throw me out of this thing. It's like I signed up for a Seder at a shul. You know, you can't say I'm eating too much and get out of here. He says, Odilma Matzu Lameimar Le, or perhaps they could say to him, Ki Kablina Latikuni Zvicha. We accepted you, and as a member, we thought you were going to eat like the average amount of food, and you were going to help us that there shouldn't be any notar. We don't want to have any food left over. He says, "Adaita da'aklat feminan lo kablinat," but we didn't accept you that you're going to eat twice as much as we're eating. In other words, so that's the question: can we sort of eject somebody, like give them a piece of the korban, but say you go and you eat somewhere else? All right, can they do that? Okay, so now the Gemara is going to bring different rayas from either Mishnah or Braisa to try to resolve the issue. So Tashma, so the first raya is going to be from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hamamana Achirim Moel Chelko. Again, we had in the Mishnah, we had a group of people in the Chabura, and one of the people subcontracted out, in my example, with Dan. Reuven got together with Dan and says, well, come on, Dan, I'm inviting you to our party. And the other people said, oh, I don't know if we want him here. He says, Rasha'im b'nei Chabura li'tein lo et shalo. So the Mishnah says, Mefurash, that the other members of the Chabura could say, here's your cut, and we'll see you around. V'hu ochel et shalo b'ein ochlein et shalohen. He eats his portion, and they eat their portion, so we see that people could be ejected. So the Gemara says, "My time, why is that working that way?" La mishum dehavi le'kiyadayim shel echad mihen yafot. So is it not that the legal equivalent of it? In other words, he invited somebody else, you know, to join the seder, so to speak. So this person he's inviting, he's going to eat, you know, much more proportionally. In other words, you signed up for, you know, a 1/5 of the korban, and I got two people, so he's going to eat much more than the section. So isn't that like basically the same idea as having somebody, you know, who didn't subcontract, but somebody's eating more than is allotted amount? And if you would assume arguendo that the person who's Yadayim Yafot, he's like the big eater, could say, you already accepted me, he says, Neve hai ki Yadav Yafot. So then the Mishnah should be the same way. He should say, you know, I registered for the Korban, and you can't throw us out. So Amri, they said in the Beis Medrash, lo, deot shani. In other words, that's not necessarily determinative of it. In other words, it could be that in Achinami, like with the person who's grabbing more food than normal, that in Achinami he has a winning argument to say you accepted my registration. And the issue with Reuven and Dan is not so much the amount of food per se that he's taking. He says deo chani, when you're inviting a different person to the Seder. So now Rashi learns in our Rashi, the way we have Rashi, in other words, when you invite somebody else, it changes the whole dynamic. In other words, if we have five people and we've selected which five people are going to eat the Korban Pesach, and now you invite a sixth person, it's a different Seder. So Rashi learns the whole Seder could take longer, maybe more conversation, But in a different version of Rashi, he says they could say, we don't like this guy. We don't like eating with him. We don't want him around. You know, it doesn't sound like the kol dechvinyei tevi hula type of attitude, but but they could say that. So it could be the issue is not the amount of food, but we don't want that person. He says, di inami tarvayum kichad mibnei chaburuhu da'akli, because even if the two of them eat the same amount as the allotted amount, the proportional amount, matzi amrilei lo nichalan inish nuchra gaban. In other words, it could be that it's not an issue with the amount of food. It's just we don't want this guy here. So you didn't prove what would be the case, the guy who's eating more. So our issue is people registered and one guy is like a fresser. So can they say, here's your food, we'll see you around. But we want to extrapolate from our Mishnah. The Mishnah invited somebody else in. So it's not necessarily the amount of food that's the issue. It's they don't want him around. Okay, who's the question? Anything so far?
Is there a bala bus here of this Korban Pesach?
I don't know. Here it sounds like they all got together and they're all equal.
Because if there's a bala bus, then the bala bus gets to invite guests.
Yeah. Well, here it sounds like the case that we're discussing in the Mishnah is people are each registering independently. It sounds like they're paying their way into the Korban Pesach. That's the way it sounds like. All right.
Oh, it's like a shushfoot.
I'm trying to understand what you just said about Rashi, though. Is he saying that if the group says there's five people and somebody invites number six, the five can boycott him and say, you're not in the group, period?
Right.
So they can do that.
Rashi's not saying it. The Gemara is saying it.
No, but you were referring to Rashi's comment.
Rashi explains why they can do that.
Right. So in other words, you could actually bar somebody from even being in the group.
That's what we said in the Brisa, right? Or in the, we said...
No, in the Brisa, it said you have to take
just,
your
just one second,
take
one
your
second.
Drumstick
one,
and
one,
leave.
One second. No, I don't know drumstick, but the Mishnah said that if lamb chop,
good.
Okay,
one.
Okay. The Mishnah said that if Reuven subcontracts out with Dan to come to the Seder, they can say we don't want him. That's what the Mishnah clearly said. You with me so
okay,
far?
Okay, yeah, that was my original question.
Okay, so the Mishnah said that. So we wanted to extrapolate from the Mishnah a raya where, in other words, the question we have, let's say somebody's, the Gemara is, he's got yadayim yafot. He's like a glutton. He eats a ton of food. Can the other people say, here's your portion, goodbye? Can they do that? So the Gemara wanted to extrapolate from our Mishnah. The Mishnah, Reuven signed up Dan. They say, goodbye. So you see, we're assuming that they're saying bye. We don't want like two mouths eat or eat more than one mouth. We don't want them. So the Gemara says, no, that's not necessarily the issue in the Mishnah. It could be they would eat their prescribed amount, their proportional amount that they would, but the people could still say, we don't want this other person here. Then Rashi explained why would they not want this person here. So either the first version of Rashi is because it's going to last longer with him. I don't know, maybe he's a big talker or something. And then the other version is that they don't like him. It's going to create problems. You know, he likes discussing politics at the Seder, which he should anyway. Which he should.
And what is
it's like a Trump Biden. Right. They're all Trump supporters. He's going to talk Biden. We're going to have big fights at the Seder. We don't want fights at the Seder. Get rid of him. He's like.
Be leaving this guy without a Seder, without
no.
a carpet.
No. We're cutting off a piece of food. We're giving it to Reuven and Don. You know, Reuven was a 1/5 shareholder in the Korban Pesach. We're cutting off 1/5 of the Korban Pesach.
Goodbye.
Here's your package. Go to the den, eat with Don, but we don't want to have him. And that's basically what's taking place. Now, look, really, you shouldn't, like the post can bring down, this thing's a little difficult. Ideally, you should speak just like about Yitzis Mitzrayim at the Seder when I said about the politics, but that's the basic idea. Okay, any questions, comments? I want to go further. Okay, we're running out of time. I don't have late Marv tonight, but I do want to nevertheless finish the daf. Okay, let's keep going with the Gemara. All right, so the question is still on the table. If somebody's a big eater, can we throw them out, basically? You know, boiling it down to the simplest element. So we're up to Tashima around 20 lines down. Tashima, Hashamasha Chalkizait Basor. So this is from a Brisa, and we had this Brisa earlier. I think at the beginning of the week, right, on Monday we had the Brisa. Tashma, Shamasha Chalkizait Basar. If the waiter Edixite Basar Bitsada Tanur, on the side near the tanur. So we said that once you begin eating, that's your makom. So if he eats a kezias, that's achila. So now he's already eating the korban pesach. So now that's the place where he's going to be. He says, if he, the shamash, has got seichel, he should eat some more. In other words, whatever his portion is, eat it because that's where you're eating your korban pesach. If the members of the chabura want to do a favor to him, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the chabura can pick up, eat their meal near the tanur, which is obviously not the...
Not if it's done. Not if it's done. They're not going over to him.
All right, let's leave Don out. Okay, just wait for the questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay, just wait a few minutes. Okay, he says, Bayin v'yoshvim b'tzido v'okhlan div Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara deduces from here, ratzu in lo, ratzu lo. So if they want to be nice, they go sit with him. They don't want to be nice, they're by themselves. Ba'amai, neimelahu, why can't they say, he should say to them, this is the waiter. So the waiter who began eating his meal, why can't he say to them, HaKabilton, you accepted me for this Korban Pesach. I'm one of the registrants for the Korban Pesach. So, you know, I expect you to eat the Korban Pesach with me, so I'll be able to eat as much as I want, and I'm going to be with all of you. So how is it you're forcing me to eat by myself here? So Shani Han, so the fact that in essence he's being banished near the Tanur, we think that you could also banish, that's for a different reason, but we could also banish somebody that, you know, who's a big eater. So the Gemara says, Shani Hatam, the Amrilei, it's different over there, because they would say to him, Ki kablinach adaita dinitrachach kaman. We accepted you to register for the Korban Pesach because you were going to be our waiter. That was the deal. I don't know, maybe he pays less money or he registers, whatever. You're going to be the waiter. It's like when you sign up for like one of these Yantav weekends. So some people sign up, they're going to be the mashkiach, they're going to be the waiter, and they get the free weekend, so to speak. And other people are paying, and so everybody's different. So he says, we signed you up. It was understanding that you're going to be working for us. He says, Lemitrach lan ledidach lo kablinach. We didn't accept that we're going to have to work for you. In other words, you're going to put us out of our way. So that's a different arrangement. So therefore, they could say, you know, we're not going to ruin our whole seder to sit by the tanur. We hired you, in essence, to be our waiter, and you got to eat the korban pesach with us. But that doesn't necessarily carry through to the person who just registered and is like an equal registrant, like signing up. You know, maybe he paid his equal shares. So we still don't have an answer to our question.
Can I ask a question about the presser?
Wait, 15 lines and we'll go, okay? So Tashma, so the Gemara brings another proof, or attempt another proof. B'nei Chabura, she haya yadav shalachamihen yafot. If you have members of the Chabura, and one of them is like, he's the glutton, another Braisa, he says, Rasha in Lomar, tul chal chavetzei. They could say to him, here's the portion, take it, go. He says, below od ela filu chamisha v'asu sibolet. Not only that, and is not talking about the Korban Pesach, but even if five of them got together and they worked out like a sharing deal, we're having a meal, not during Pesach. He says, sibolet means like they're like joining like with the shares. He says, Rasha in lo marlo tul chel chavetzei. You can say, here's your portion, goodbye, we don't want you anymore. He says, shmamino. So he says, so from there, we could deduce that the answer to our question, the guy's eating too much, we could say, we'll see you around. Now, the Gemara tightens up the brisa, and then we'll come to your question, Fern. He says, my velo od. Now, we had two cases in the brisa with the B'nai Chabura. One is that the Korban Pesach, he's eating too much. So you say, here, Geyevek. And then the second case is, like, not during Pesach. So below od. So below od sounds like it's a bigger chiddush. I have halacha A and halacha B. In each case, I'm throwing the guy out. But halacha B is a bigger chiddush. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the bigger chiddush? He says, my below od, lomibaya kamar. It's not only A, but B, lomibaya pesach, demati amrilei, ki kablinach, letekuni zvicha. Not only by the korban pesach, we say, look, we accept you to register because we wanted somebody, we didn't have any notar, but we thought you're going to eat like the regular amount. Ela filu sibolet nami, even if it's not the Korban Pesach, just sibolet, where we're just like sharing eating, ditzavta ba'almahu, it was just like for, you know, chevra, like to be a comrade, Rashin Lamar lo tul chal kachavetzei. Even there, where you could say, you could say, you know, take your portion and get going. All right, one second. Okay, let me do a few more lines, and I'll get to you, Fern. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Ika de Amri." Others saying, "Halo ibayalon." The question wasn't the way we. So again, so the question we had in the Gemara up till now was, if one of the people looks like he's eating out of left and right, you know, out of both sides of his mouth, can they say, "Here's your portion, goodbye"? We don't want you doing that. And the answer to the Gemara is, yeah, you could do it. That's basically what we came to. So now, Ika de Amri, Halo Ibayalon. Someone would say that was never the question. It was Davar Pashut that we could throw a person out under those circumstances. Elahachihu di Bayalon. The question we had in the Gemara was as follows. B'nei Chabura Rashin Lechalek, O'enon Rishain Lechalek. Can B'nei Chabura, who had already begun eating the Korban Pesach, can they break up? Do they all have to eat together? Or can we, you know, break up the Chabura? All right, one second. Give me one second. Right, 1 second. Give me 1 second. Right. All right, the basic idea is, can I, in other words, we have the Chabura. Can let's say five people registered for the Korban Pesach. Can they say, you know what? We're not even say nobody's going to eat together. Everybody's going to have their own separate meal. Here's the piece of meat for you, piece of meat for you, and that's it. Can we do that? So he says, so Tashma, B'nei Chabura, Shu Yadav Shalachami Hanyafod. So Gemara wants to extrapolate from the Brisa that somebody's a big eater, Rashin Lamarlo, Tulchal Chabetzei. So Yadav Yafod in. So the thing is that the only way I could disband the group or eject somebody, he eats too much, Ain Yadav Yafod low, but otherwise not. Shmamina. So the Gemara takes it that I have to have a substantive reason to break up the group. And the Gemara wants to say, we just want to each go our own merry way. That doesn't sound like enough. So I don't know what the substantive reason would be enough or not, but it has to be something on the level, like the guy's eating too much, something objective, it sounds like. Okay, what do you got for me, Fern?
Are you supposed to eat the Korban Pesach al Hasova?
Yes.
So what if this poor guy with the Adayim Yafot, his sova point is greater than someone else's? He needs more to fill up.
Yeah, I guess he should have.
Is it the reasonable
person? He's supposed to fill up on the shlamim.
Yeah,
he
should have, you know, when he was signing up for this Korban Pesach, he should have said, "How big a lamb do you have? do you have a Korban Shlamim? I need a lot of food. You know, I got to know how big this meal is. You know, I
3 pounds of shmura matzah."
Yeah,
that should do it.
That's the problem when you go to a program.
Yeah. All right.
There's a lot of programs out there now, by the way.
The tea room.
All right.
The sound of things, there's an awful lot of food to go around to begin with.
There is or is not?
Is.
It depends on the circumstances.
Talking about large animals.
It depends how many people.
It depends how large an animal. Again, it's a lamb in the first year of its life. I remember I looked online. Remember, I think it was like when it was 6 weeks old, it was like 25 pounds. But that's with the bones and everything else. It doesn't mean the amount of meat. It doesn't mean the amount of meat would be. So I'm saying, like, let's say you get 15 pounds of meat from a lamb that's 6 weeks old. If that would be the case, so that's not so much meat. Okay. Anyway, let's take a look back on the Gemara.
Can you have more than one Korban Pesach per house?
It's not like the physical structure. It's just bringing the Korban Pesach, the people gathering together.
Right. So in other words, if a house has like multiple rooms, you could have people in different rooms eating different korban pesachs.
Right. Or that we learned earlier.
We had that a few days ago.
We had the same korban pesach, but he says like multiple korban pesach. Okay, listen, I have to move on. We're getting very late. Okay, please, everybody mute themselves. Okay. So now the Gemara says we're six lines from where it gets wide. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, Yirvu Rifta, Bahadei Adadei. So Rav Papa and Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, they got together. In other words, they pooled their money and they purchased a meal, not for Pesach. He says, Ada Achil, Rav Huna, Bereid, Rav Yeshua, Chara. So when Rav Huna ate one portion of food, Achil, Rav Papa, Arba. So in the time that one's eating one portion, the other person's eating four portions of food. Amarle Plagli, he says, listen, I want out of here. I want to divide the food halfway down. This is not working out well for me. So Amarle Kabilton, he says, you already accepted me. This is not for the Korban Pesach, but that was our deal. So he says, Eitve Kolhani Tiyufta. So we asked him from the first two brises. Remember, we were trying to prove that you could, throw somebody out. Remember, so first we had from the Mishnah that, remember, with Reuven and Don, and they could throw him out. We said that was for somebody else. And then we had about the brise with the waiter. He says, Vishani Kiddushanina. And he was able to respond as we said. Eitve B'nei Chabura. And then he asked him the question from the brise with the B'nei Chabura, which was that they could say get lost. So Amar Lay, Hatam to Amri Lay, Ki Kablina Chlitikuni Zvicha. He says, but there he said that was because they said, we thought we needed you, we accepted you because we thought you're going to help us, you're going to eat like the regular amount, and you're going to help us with the Korban Pesach, and we're not going to have any notar. But this is not the situation here. We don't have a Korban Pesach. Eitve Sibolet. Then he asked him the part of the brisa, the second part of the brisa, where it said if people just got together for a non-Pesach meal, they could say get lost. He says, Palagle, divided halfway through. Azal Ariv Bahadei Ravina. So Rav Huna went, and then he joined together with Ravina, and they're going to work out the shidduch between the two of them. Da'achu Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua Chara, Rav Huna ate one portion of food. Achu Ravina Tamani, Ravina ate eight portions of food. So Rav Papa ate four portions, Ravina ate eight portions. I don't know, maybe Rav Huna was a small eater. So Amar, Mea Papi below Chara Ravina. He said, I'd rather have 100 Rav Papas and not one Ravina. It's like much worse now. All right. All right, I'm going to go on to the second wide line, and I'll wrap up the daf, and then we'll take some questions, comments, and that'll be it. Okay, so Tana Rabana, we learned the brisa, Hamamana Acher Mimo Al Pischo V'Al Chagigato. So this is a slightly different topic. So I'm registering people for the Korban Pesach and the Korban Chagiga. As somebody just mentioned, they would bring the Shalmei Chagiga also on the 14th of Nisan. This is Ma'ot Shebido Chulin. So now this is going to be difficult to understand because, in other words, Reuven is making the Korban Pesach and the Korban Chagiga. He's designated animals to be the Korban Pesach and the Korban Chagiga. And then Shimon now wants to pay to join him. Shimon brings money. Now, the money that Shimon had designated is the animals are Kodesh and the money is Kodesh. Usually the way it works is the money is Kodesh. You pay for a Chulin animal. The Kedusha gets transferred over to the animal and then the money becomes Chulin. Here, they're both Kodesh, and nevertheless, for reasons that we don't understand, the Tana, the Brisa, says that the money is Chulin. Then, V'hamocher Olato Shlama, a different halacha, not related to Pesach. If a person sells his Korban Ola or his Korban Shlamim, lo asav lo klum. In other words, I have a Korban Ola, it belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I have a Korban Ola, it's not mine anymore. I can't like market it, sell it. He says, or my Korban Shlam, lo asav lo klum. Umaut kol shehen, yiplu l'nedava. And the money that was paid have to go for a nedava, like a contribution to the Beis HaMikdash. So we'll see, the Gemara is going to understand why, in other words, l'chora, I should return the money to the buyer, because it's not effective. But the Gemara doesn't say that. He says, now, all right, so now that's the end of the Braisa, okay? So the Gemara says the fourth wide line, l'chimi achard lo asav lo klum, focusing on the second halach in the Braisa, which has nothing to do with the Korban Pesach. I sold an Ola and a Shlamim. It's like selling Brooklyn Bridge, that I can't sell. And then the Tana Mishnah says that the money is forfeited and is now his contribution into the Beis HaMikdash. He says, V'chim echad lo asav lo klum, ma'ur amai yimplu l'nedava. Why does the money go for a nedava? So Amarava Kanasa. So Rava says it's a penalty, and the penalty is imposed against the buyer. In other words, the purported buyer, the penalty is imposed on him. So So we want to discourage that type of conduct. Let's look at the Rashi, 10 lines above where it gets wide. Amar Rav Knasa, Kansu Rabbanon Lakona, Lulikni Zimna Chriti Olo Shlamim Da'achir. No, we don't want him to do this again with anybody else. So that's it. That's the penalty. He says, V'iyu hu da'afsin anafshe. He, like, shot himself in the foot. D'lo havalei l'mikne kapar acherim. He had no business purchasing, like, somebody else's korban. V'chi ha'gav d'nami amri inshi, lav achbara ganav, elachura ganav. In other words, the mouse didn't steal the whole soul. The whole, in other words, he says, kolomar hamo, in other words, the mouse wouldn't take food unless it had a hole to go to. So even though, in other words, so you can't buy the, you can't blame the seller. It's the buyer, was what the Gemara is saying. He says, kolomar hamocher lo pasha elakona hilkach ma'otav nedava. Okay, now four lines from the bottom. Umay, in the Gemara, umay kol shahen, what does it mean, any amount? Means avagav lo havu shavu el arba, even if the animal is only worth, let's say, 4 dinarim. And they overpaid for it. They paid 5 dinarim. Even the overpayment is also part of the kanas, and that's also part of the nedava. Okay, three lines to the bottom, and then I'll pause and take questions. Now, this Nalagamar is addressing the other thing where, going back to the Korban Pesach and the Korban Chagiga, the person pays to be in. We said the money is going to be chul, and we don't understand it. Amar Ula B'Tamer Raboshia, Efshri Yadi Chavrin Bav Loin. He says, perhaps the Babylonian colleagues know, Tamadahai Milta. He says, Zehifrish Tlele Pisho, Ruvain designated a lamb for his Korban Pesach, Zehifrish Maut Lepisho, and Shimon designated money for his Korban Pesach. He says, so each one is Kodesh. Heach Hekdesh, Chalal Hekdesh, Diktani Maut Shibido Kulin. In other words, the Gemara is posing the question. It was usually, you have money which is hektesh, I have the animal is chulin, I take the money, I buy the animal, now the money is chulin and the animal is kodesh. Here, the money was kodesh and the animal is already kodesh. How does the money become chulin? That'll be your project for tomorrow. Now, let me just take a look. I think I have from the Al Hadaf something here. Taste Pei Ted, right? By the way, yeah, he quotes. Do you remember the Gemara earlier? We said that Kumashu Marlabach Balabai to say chutz mitzei. Whatever the Balabas tells you to do, do, except get out of here. And remember, I think this was Monday's stuff. I remember Michael leaving a little early. We gave a lot of different shatim about that. So here he connects that Gemara with our Gemara. So he says the Marasham explains. And Michael only leaves early because he has another shear. Not that he would leave a shear early. It's just he's going from one shear to another shear. Okay. So he says, the Maharsham explains the name of his father, Zitzal, that which the Gemara said on Peivav, the guest must comply with whatever the Balabas says, except say, is defined in our Gemara. Our Gemara informs us that one says that the guy's a glutton. He eats everything. Then the owner has no right to ask the guest to, if one's hands are not nice, in other words, if he's not a glutton, you have no right to ask him to leave. He says, so the other poskim do not explain this concept like the Maharsham. They explain to mean that if the head of the household tells the guest to go out, so let's go back. So in other words, it was like whatever the Balabas tells you, you could do. In other words, if you're registered for the Korban Pesach. This is the way the Maharsham's father explained it. I registered for the Korban Pesach. So whatever the Balabas tells me to do, except get out of there. He's got no right to tell me get out of there unless I'm a glutton. I'm not a glutton. So otherwise, he's got no right to tell me get lost. He says, now the others say about going to the other interpretations. All right, I think we're okay with this. Okay, now, anybody have questions, comments, thoughts on any of the Gemaras we did so far? Anybody have any questions on the Gemara? Okay, so tonight's learning was Leilui Neshama of Ruth Seif's brother, Rav Mordechai Dolinsky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. He should have at least Neshama, and he looks like quite the man from the article that Ruth sent me. So it should be a big success for him.
Could you circulate what she sent to you to the rest of us?
Is that okay, Ruth? I'll send it out to everybody. Okay, believe that, or I'll send it to everybody. Okay. All right. Now let me end the recording. Let me end the recording. Just one second. Let me stop the recording.